Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Stephen Fitzsimmons, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC GAM's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team in Stamford, Connecticut. We have spent a lot of time over the past months and weeks leading up to the elections talking about President-elect Trump's thinking surrounding tariffs and what this could mean for rates, inflation, and the broader markets. To this end, this past week, Trump made comments confirming 25% tariffs on all Mexican and Canadian goods to be imported into the United States. Although it is possible that this is simply another refrain from the Art of the Deal playbook, and that perhaps Trump does not actually intend to impose such harsh tariffs on two of our closest trading partners, the reality remains that these comments moved markets. Even if this rhetoric is simply a tool for negotiation, the Canadian dollar and Mexican peso both sold off on the notion that tariffs on Mexico and Canada could be so high. This is in line with what we have been saying as of late, that Trump's tweets, commentary, and assertions can cause repricings that active managers can exploit into alpha generation. That said, credit spreads remain snug up and down the risk spectrum as we look across U.S. fixed income subsectors. Our thinking has been to lighten up on interest rate duration, taking gains out the curve whilst redeploying proceeds into shorter-dated maturities. This should leave us well-positioned to provide liquidity to the market in the event Trump's rhetoric starts impacting credit markets more directly. The yield curve remains rich on the long end while things screen relatively cheaper for shorter-duration bonds. We still believe the long bond could touch 5% in the coming months and that the path of further rate cuts ahead remains in question. We believe that the Fed, although perhaps not entirely out of necessity, will cut another 25 bips in December or January. That said, this is obviously dependent upon incoming payrolls data this week and inflationary data the following week. After the next cut, we believe Powell is likely to signal a pause in monetary policy adjustments as he assesses the further impacts of Trump 2.0 on the markets. As such, we look forward to non-farm payrolls this Friday and CPI data next Wednesday, and this data will prove important to justify a Fed rate cut at the FOMC meeting later on this month. We hope you and your family enjoyed a restful Thanksgiving and wish you good luck trading in the week ahead. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.